Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for returning to the From the 300 Level podcast, special NHL draft preview edition, round number 2. And I am your host, back at it once again on a late Thursday night. This is Frank Wolf from the300level.com. You can get at me at Twitter at Wolf3328, or sometimes I tweet from at from the300level. Usually if it's hockey related, you'll catch those are my tweets. Baseball, hockey, that's usually Brian or Monty or somebody else. But if it's NHL related, Sabres related, it's usually me behind those silly tweets. For the 300 level, I'm covering the Buffalo Sabres, Rochester Amherst, minor juniors, prospects, and, of course, NHL news and notes as well. So if you've caught the show, Old Time Hockey, that's me back at it again. Kind of get my feet wet in the old podcasting game. It's been a while, so I definitely need to sharpen my my skill set here. I was doing pretty good with the Old Time Hockey show, but you know, when you get out of the game for a few months, you kind of lose your zest. But we got a couple of guests coming in later that can beat me up on that later. It looks like we're going to have Brayton Wilson from Sabres Hockey Central joining us in just a little bit, and of course Ken McKenna was here last night. He's going to be dropping by again a little bit later. Just a 30-minute podcast tonight. I know if we go over that 30-35 minute threshold, I start to lose some of my listeners. I want to keep them at 30 minutes just to kind of pack it with enough news and notes and discussion for 30 minutes. That's really all you need. Tonight's show, our sponsors are the Paul Wolf Agency. My brother, you know, if you need insurance out there, give him a call, 716-835-9653. That's the Paul Wolf Agency. Auto, life, home. He's at 2686 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore. You can also go visit him on the web, paulwolfagency.com. Also, my good friend Steve Toth of Shear Mobility. If you're into pet grooming, if you're one of those guys looking for shears to cut the dog's hair or get the dog clean, whatever, Steve's the man, 716-807-6069. Email him at shemob@roadrunner.com. And, of course, all of our friends over at Sorrentino's Sporting Goods sharpening those skates for me every time I bring them in. Go see Kevin or Joe, 716-836-2715 at 2330 Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. I bought my first hockey jersey ever at Sorrentino's, and you're going to laugh at me. It was a Shane Chirla Dallas Stars jersey. Who in their right mind in Buffalo would buy a Shane Chirla jersey? Well, I was that clown. It was 1997. Anyways, those are our sponsors. And again, I told you who our guests were going to be. Ken McKenna will be dropping in just a little bit, and Brayton Wilson of Sabres Hockey Central. Let me see. I believe Brayton's here now. Let's see if he's in the queue. Good evening.
Hello there.
What's up, Big Daddy?
Oh, not much. Just getting ready for the draft, 8 days away, and I'm anxiously waiting for it.
I know you are. You've been talking about this for a long time, Brayton. We sat together at many Sabres hockey games and practices and other events down there, and you, my friend, are one of those guys who has his finger on the pulse of these prospects. You know them inside and out. You've gotten yourself all around the junior scope there. I know you've been down to Erie quite a bit, and you know, you've had your hands full this year watching these young guys and getting to know them, and I'm sure you have a lot of insight on some players that the Buffalo Sabres might be interested in. You know, they've got several picks. You know, they've got two in the first round, thanks to the Islanders. They've got two in the second. They got a fourth, a fifth, sixth, and seventh. So they've got their hands full next Friday and through the weekend. And we obviously know that second pick overall. We all know that's going to be Jack Eichel. But that 21st pick, that 21st pick is the head scratcher right now. Listening to I'm going to say Terry Murray off a lot now, but listening to Tim Murray today at his press conference, there were a couple different scenarios that he would listen to. He had mentioned that, you know, if one of their top 10 players that they have on their board was available, they're going to grab him, no questions asked. But if not, they would entertain offers for a top six forward, a top three defenseman, or a starting goaltender, you know, in the 23 to 24 age range. Brayton, you've been following this all year long. They have the 21st pick in the draft. What's that need? They're going to bring in Jack Eichel, the center, but where else do the Sabres need to go or look to go next Friday night in the draft?
Well, you know, they could always try and go for a defenseman at the 21st pick, but some of the defensemen that, you know, they would probably like to have available at that point might not be there. You know, a name that could fall that far down would be Oliver Kylington. However, he was a prospect that was projected to be really a top 10 pick all year, but the inconsistency in his play and also some injuries that plagued him throughout the year and have dropped his draft stock for sure. But honestly, if a guy like Paul Bittner is available at 21, I would snag him up in a heartbeat. He's 6'4", 200 and I believe 3 pounds that he was listed at the NHL Combine. Just a big kid. He protects the puck very well along the board. He gets in front of the net. He loves to crash the net. If Paul Bittner is available at that point, I would absolutely grab him up. He's got a good scoring finesse. And then again, you know, Tim Murray in his presser today, he made it clear that he really likes the goaltender Ilya Samsonov, the Russian 18-year-old. So, you know, a team that I would see Edmonton with the 16th overall pick, the one they got from Pittsburgh, is the one where they would take him there. But if he falls there, you know, it might come down to, does Tim Murray want to grab him and maybe make him the top goaltender prospect that the team has? It's going to be interesting to see where the pieces fall for Buffalo, but there's a couple of names out there that are definitely intriguing for sure. And, I mean, if they wanted the guy to try and trade up to grab a guy, the one guy I would try trade up to grab would be Kyle Connor. He's going to be going to University of Michigan to replace Dylan Larkin there, and he was the USHL Player of the Year with Youngstown. Real good two-way centerman, really disciplined. I'd be very intrigued to get him, but I think he's going to be up in that top 15 range, and I think that Buffalo, they would cost him a pretty penny to move back into the top 15.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Paul Bittner's name. I got to see Bittner at the Combine. Very big, strong kid. You know, a WHLer playing up in Portland. He's a guy that, for sure, the Sabres have been – they haven't really hit on their left wingers coming out of the draft. And here's a big, feisty, tough kid. I believe he's American-born as well. I believe he's an American-born player.
Minnesota,
right. So he's got some good genes in him. I think he'd look very good down the line, but I don't know if Bittner will fall that far. I keep seeing him falling in that 15 to 20 range, but you never know come draft day what's going to happen. And we talked to Greg Mackling from Winnipeg earlier last week, and he said, look, you know those top two picks, and it's whatever anyone says, who's going where, why, and how, throw it away because everything changes. There's going to be a deal made on draft day. It's imminent right now. Things are happening. There's a lot of discussion. And I also like you mentioned Samsonov, and Tim Murray was pretty high on him. He's not worried about him signing a KHL deal because he is only 18 years old. He's going to have to go play juniors another 2 years anyways. And, you know, he's a big goaltender. He's a very big goaltender. I believe he's listed at 6'3", 200 pounds. The one goaltender I like who really impressed me was this Vladar. What's your thoughts on Vladar?
I believe Daniel Vladar is the biggest goaltender that's available in the draft. Listed at, I think, 6'5", and 200 pounds, something around that range. But, you know, there's a lot of upside with him. He was on the World Junior roster. I really wish I would have been able to watch him, but he didn't get any action whatsoever. Might have helped them out with Czech Republic with their goaltending situation for the World Juniors. But, you know, he's got a lot of upside to him. His size is the biggest thing. From what I've seen and what I've heard, he's got, his lateral movement is pretty quick. He's definitely going to need some more time in, you know, junior hockey or prospect. Or I believe he's coming over to play in the USHL this fall. So that would be
yes,
a huge upgrade for him. That would speed up his development for sure. So, he's definitely going to be – he'll probably be gone mid-second round. That would be my guess. But for sure, he's an intriguing goaltending prospect in my books.
And the Sabres have two picks in the second round. What does that say about the goaltenders they have in the pipeline right now, Brayton?
Well, I think that the goaltenders that they have in the system right now, Linus Ullmark, he had recently had hip surgery, so he's going to need time to heal with his hip surgery. I believe Murray said that he needs to find a starting goaltender in the AHL, and he was thinking about signing Nathan Lewin again. Cal Peterson's definitely going to need some time to develop in Notre Dame. He had a great freshman year with them. And besides that, Jonas Johansson is going to need some more time to develop. I'm just trying to think of the other prospects we have. Andre Makarov, he may be a person of interest, but I don't think he's going to be an NHL goaltender. I mean, he's got a great glove hand, but his rebound control is not up to par. It's just saying that, you know, it doesn't hurt that they can have one or two more goaltenders in the system, and it's going to create some competition, give it probably, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road, there's going to be some competition of who's going to be in Buffalo.
And today Murray mentioned that the Hackett camp has reached out to him a couple of times. He has not gotten around to returning that call, but that's because he had other issues to deal with. But he did mention that he would be in touch with Hackett soon. So it's possible Matt Hackett gets another look, but that's not the goalie of the future, obviously. We're looking for the goalie of the future. Some of the free agent goaltenders that are being mentioned as available or could be available via trade, you've heard the name Talbot, you know, Eddie Lack. Obviously, up in Ottawa, Brian Murray at his pre-draft media session today mentioned that, you know, they are going to move, or they are strongly looking to move either Craig Anderson or Robin Lehner today before the draft. So there are goalies that are going to be available, but these seem to me, and I'll ask you your opinion, these don't seem to me like goalies of the future for a franchise. Talbot's interesting, but he's 28. And the Sabres are 2 to 3 years away, most likely, from competing, maybe even 4 or 5 years away from competing. And by then, Talbot's going to be a 32-year-old goaltender, or 33. So I like Talbot, but I don't know if he is going to be young enough. Or I don't know if he's young enough right now to be there, say, 5, 6 years down the road. That's, I remember Tim Murray was pretty specific this morning when he said he's looking for someone in the age of 23 to 24 range. What's your thoughts on these free agent goaltenders like Lerner or Anderson, Talbot, Eddie Lack, so on and so forth?
The price of from what I'm hearing for Anderson and or Lehner is too much that I would want to give up. I definitely don't want to give up a top six forward or a future top six forward right now for a goaltender in Anderson who's older, or a goaltender in Lehner where there's so many questions on if he's healthy or if he's going to be able to be the top prospect goalie that, you know, he was hyped up to be. I like the idea of Cam Talbot. He definitely showed some promise when he was in starting for the Rangers when Henrik Lundqvist was out for that longest time. The free agent pool is not great. Anthony Emme, of course, is right up there with at the top of my list, at least. And besides that, I mean, you know, you got these goaltenders who are going to be, you know, they're older, like you said, with Talbot. Yeah, he's 28. But I think the thing is that if Talbot gets his chance, maybe he only needs a year to develop and become that full starting goaltender like everybody hopes he is. Especially with Buffalo, their defensive systems are developed to their near full potential within the next couple of years, Buffalo might be on their on a pace to be a team that could be competing for the playoffs much faster than everybody expected.
I agree with you there. I don't believe they're 3 to 4 years away from competing for the playoffs. I think they're. I honestly think if they find a goaltender between now and say 6 months from now, if they find a reliable goaltender, there's a good chance this team could be fighting for that eighth or even seventh playoff position. You know, I mean, what did this team lack last year? Goals. I mean, their defense wasn't as bad as it could have been. It could have been a lot worse. But this team, for two straight years, hasn't been able to score goalies, to score goals, to produce offense. That should change with Evander Kane. You got to think Jack Eichel will be there. Tyler Ennis is still a very good forward, and he can still produce. Matt Molson should be much better next year. If you got Sam Reinhart, if he makes the club, you know, they should be gifted up front. They should be looking pretty good up front. And then, of course, you got Zadorov. You got Ristolainen. Pizik will step in. If you can find that goaltender, there's a good chance this team will be fighting for a playoff spot next year. What's your thoughts on the Sabres next year, and do you think that they could compete for a playoff spot next year? Or is that too soon?
I don't think they're going to compete. I think it's too soon to say that they're going to compete. They're definitely going to be better than they were this past year. I definitely don't think that they're going to be in the bottom of the league. I think they're going to – if you were going from, with worst to first, basically, with the top pick being number one all the way to 30, I think Buffalo next year, I have them projected going picking somewhere between 7 and 12. They're definitely not going to be – they're not going to be contending all the way to the last day of the NHL schedule. I could see them maybe being that outside team that maybe has a chance late in the season, but with like five to ten games left, they kind of fall off and then and miss the playoffs. But you know, I think that this roster has a lot of promise. I think that this roster prospects, we've yet to see what is going to become of them. I'm looking forward to seeing how the first line of what we've seen on paper with Kane, Eichel, and Ennis are going to play. I'm really looking forward to seeing how guys like Matt Molson bounce back from really an off year last year. I'm looking at guys like Zemgus Girgensons, if they can come off their injury all right. Looking to see if Tim Murray makes a move to acquire a top six forward again. There's a lot of unanswered questions that we'll have to wait and see until, the draft and July 1st and even the development camp, and then all the way leading up to training camp. We're just going to be speculating, but by the time that training camp and the preseason comes around, then we can maybe get a gauge of, where this team could be within the next year or where they could be this season. Who knows? They may surprise all of us and, be one of the top teams at the beginning of the year and then make the playoffs. Anything's possible at this point, especially with a coach like Dan Bylsma. A lot of people were saying that, Dan Bylsma didn't do a great job with Pittsburgh. It's just, when you need some more depth players to support your top players of Crosby and Malkin, the coach can't go out and get them. Your general manager's got to do that. And Ray Shiro, a couple of times in his tenure, did not do that, did not help Dan Bylsma out at all. And that's what led to Shiro's demise before Rutherford decided to fire Bylsma as well.
Yep, and there's that. We can definitely discuss that in another podcast, because I have my thoughts on Bylsma, but I've changed some of my way of thinking. At first, I wasn't keen on him being such a highly regarded choice. Because of his failures with Team USA, and I don't know how much I want to throw on Shiro with Bylsma, because I thought he did make moves, just didn't make the right moves, just didn't bring in the right free agents. But we could definitely talk about that in an upcoming podcast. Brayden, you want to stay on for a little while longer? I got to bring Ken in. He's from Hockey's Future, and he's got some insight on some other draft prospects. You're more than welcome to hang out with us. You want to hang out with us?
I'm actually going to take off, so.
Okay. All right, Brayden. Well, we'll get you in the next week or so, or when you're available, we'll hook up and we'll see what the Sabres are have in store for us for the 2015-2016 season.
Thank you very much for having me, Frank. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You got it, B. See you later, bud. Bye.
All right, see ya.
Yep. That was Brayden Wilson from Sabres Hockey Central. We've had Brayden on before. He's been on the Old Time Hockey Show with me. Let me just get you him on Twitter. Where is Brayden on Twitter here? Come on, man. I had it right in front of me. This is what you get. You got to have your info in front of you when you're going to do these podcasts. You can't just roll out BS. Here you go. Brayden on Twitter at BJWilsonWGR. That's where you'll find Brayden on Twitter at BJWilsonWGR. So thanks for him for stopping by today. Ken, are you ready for another few minutes with me?
Sure.
I saw you in the queue, and sorry it took so long to get to you, but once Brayden and I get going.
No, it was doing well. I was listening.
Did you make your arrangements to get down to Florida?
Well, partially. I have a place to stay.
Well, that's good.
I'm going to get there. That's the main
All
thing.
Right.
I'm going to have a place to stay, so.
Well, why don't you reach out to Dan Hickling? I heard he was driving. Maybe he's got room for you.
Well, yeah, I have to take care of myself and two other people as well. So it's I don't know if Dan wants a car full or not. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, I'll send him a tweet later and see if he's up for it. Ilya Samsonov's name came up today again in Tim Murray's pre-draft media session. Your thoughts on Ilya Samsonov. Is he the best available goalie prospect in this year's draft?
Well, I mean, these guys are 17 and 18 years old right now. He looks like he's the best. He's from Russia. People always talk about the Russian factor. Are these guys really going to come over here? Are they serious? I assume he's serious about coming over here, but he did come over for some interviews and such. I believe Murray said he was there for that in Detroit or somebody was there anyway from the Sabres.
Yeah, Murray sent a couple of reps, Sabre scouts, to check him out in Detroit and interview him. And he said not all 30 teams were there, just a handful of teams. So, and they were very impressed with the interviews. Went well.
So, I mean, the name keeps coming up. With that 21st pick, assuming they have that same pick by the time the draft rolls around. If they really want a goaltender, that would be the guy to pick. I'm not necessarily a big fan of picking goaltenders in the first round, but I think you can find a guy like in the finals we had Corey Crawford, who I think was what, third round pick or something, and I'm forgetting who the goaltender was. Ben Bishop was probably even later than that, I think, or maybe he was a second round pick. I can't remember for sure, but. So you can find a goaltender anywhere in the draft, really. I mean, you don't need to spend a first-round pick, and I think the Sabres do need to bolster their depth of defense a little bit in the system. I mean, once you get beyond Rochester, let's say, you don't have much. I mean, there's Florentino's out there still, and the kid in the WHL, Bryson Martin. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they don't have a lot. So there might be some good defensemen available at that pick. You know, maybe that's the way to go, or maybe there'll be a forward that they like a lot is still sitting there that they can't pass up. You know, and again, they have the 31st pick as well, so they can always use that on a goaltender. So, you know, and maybe Samsonov will be sitting there at 31.
Antti Niemi was an undrafted rookie. Antti Niemi, undrafted rookie, won a cup with Chicago. He won a cup with Chicago. Yep.
Yes.
So, So Antti Niemi and he's available supposedly, allegedly. The Sabres could make a run at him, and he'd probably be a gap filler. You know, the bridge between, well, like Grant Fear was the bridge between. Barrasso, I guess you can say, and Dominic Hasek.
Tom Draper, I think, was in there too. I remember that name, but
I didn't want to bring up bad goaltenders in between Barrasso and Fuhr. There were a lot of them.
Draper didn't play badly for the Sabres, but he disappeared after he left the Sabres. So
yes, yes. But why would the Sabres? Why wouldn't they address an immediate need with that 21st pick? You know, like you say, we need more depth at defense. You can never have enough centers. Why waste a pick on a guy like Samsonov that's easily 3 to 4 years away from being NHL ready?
Yeah, that, and it isn't like they don't have any goaltending prospects. I mean, they've got probably at least a couple guys that could be the guy in a couple years, maybe. You know, they're still not there yet, and obviously Ullmark is injured, or he had surgery,
right.
So he's going to be out for a little while, and Peterson got better as the season went along. So, you know, we'll have to see if he can continue that progress in the coming season. But I just think there's going to be other players available at that pick that might be a better choice. I mean, Samsonov could end up being a great goaltender and all that, and if they really feel that way, then they'll probably draft him. But
well, the Sabres are just about on the clock because we know Edmonton's going to select Connor McDavid and they'll grab Jack Eichel. But they also announced today the Sabres development camp will begin July 6th to the 12th. It's the fourth year in a row that they've done this, where the ice will be ready in the middle of the summer and the early part of the summer here and then it's open to the public. They'll have an intra-squad blue and gold scrimmage. I believe that's scheduled for that Friday evening, July the 10th, 7 p.m. Tickets will be $10. You can pick up the tickets on June 26th. They'll have the intra-squad 3-on-3 tournament, and it'll feature approximately 40 of the prospects, including all their draft picks from 2015. I know that Murray, after the presser, kind of informal, they were asking them players that would be offered new contracts. Zach Delpy's not one of them. So Zach Delpy, Sabres career had probably come to an end. I believe they were not offering another contract to Jordan Samuels Thomas.
No surprise.
Who's it? Kevin Sunder wouldn't be offered a contract. Tim Schaller would be. There were a handful of other ones that would not be. Here's a question for you. Brendan Lemieux, why wouldn't he come to Buffalo? And did the Sabres miss out? Or are the Sabres going to lose out on this, not having Brendan Lemieux? Is that going to hurt them down the road?
I mean, it may. It depends on how some of the other they've got right now. I mean, if you look at the status of the Sabres prospect pool, according to how we have it listed anyway, we've graduated some guys like Ristolainen and, you know, a couple other players. So it's not quite as strong as it was this time last year. You know, it depends on how some guys develop, like Comfer and the kid from Notre Dame as well. I'm forgetting his name. Connor.
Peterson.
Not Peterson, no, the forward.
Hurley?
I can't think of it. Hurley, yes.
Yeah.
You know, guys like that. Malone, who's from Western New York.
Yeah.
Those guys have shown some promise, but they've also been kind of, you know, they've had their moment. Well, Malone can't stay healthy, but when he's there, he plays well. But, I mean, yeah, it could hurt. It could potentially hurt. I mean, he could be kind of Lemieux could be kind of a clone of his father. He's got some goal-scoring ability, and he's got kind of that nasty
the feistiness
attitude that is the feistiness, we'll call it, that his dad had. So, but they, you know, they wanted to acquire Kane and Bogosian, so they felt like they had to give up a little more, I guess. And if supposedly Lemieux didn't want to play here, I don't know if that's true or not. But
time will tell. The truth will come out.
Yep.
Hey, Ken, these 30 minutes go by way too fast. Our show is going to end, so I appreciate you coming on board again tonight. We will do this again tomorrow. We'll lay down our next podcast and the show just ended, so we're officially off the air. But I'm going to probably end up doing this tomorrow around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. If you're available and you want to come on, I will not take any other callers unless someone calls in, during the 2 to 3 o'clock hour. I think I'm going to schedule it for like 2:30, and I only have 30 minutes of airtime to do it a day. Until I may end up getting another subscription to Blog Talk Radio, and we'll see if I can do longer than the 30 minutes a day. I believe I could do 2 hours, but 2 hours is long. It's long. I don't have enough material to do 2 hours, so I like to keep it at 30 minutes. But
it's not like you're on the radio. You know, you got commercial breaks and all that sort of thing. It's just, that would be rough.
And I didn't even get to talk everything I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Cody Hodgson, how Murray said today that they're considering buying him out. They've had some discussions with his agent about that due to his poor season. But supposedly he's out in Sweden working out and getting himself in much better shape to have a better season. We'll see what comes of that. Then we didn't even get to talk about Grigorenko at all. So that'll be tomorrow for sure. I'll be talking about Grigorenko, Hodgson, Birch and Mayer's roles, and maybe we'll mix in some other things. But I'll send you an email, and I hate sending it to you like 5 minutes before the show, but I had a baseball game tonight, and I probably could have stayed up a little later last night and done it, but I was just too tired. Just too tired. I had to work today.
I understand
today,
that.
But I will send you an email on that. I'll give you plenty of notice on that.
Sounds good.
But thanks for coming in, man, and I'll let you know about tomorrow soon.
Okay. All right, sounds good,
thanks,
Frank.
Brother. Appreciate it, Ken.
Yep.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Yep, me too.